Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudle. Executive Director Ryan Erb with United Way Perth Huron is in the house. Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning, Jamie. How you doing?
Doing great. It's great to see you. And gosh, we got the campaign, of course, well underway with United Way Perth Huron. How are we doing?
Yeah, well, we want to let everybody know that we're just about 40% or just over $1 million. So we hit a pretty big milestone, which is wonderful. At the same time, Jamie, we've got to be honest, we're actually behind this year, right around 10% where we should be. And so that feels a little uncomfortable trying to head into the holiday season. So we're hopeful that people will help us and dig a little deeper if they can. We know this year especially there are people who cannot. The cost of living is much higher. But for those who can, we would just appreciate you helping us out. Maybe you didn't give this year and thought we'd be okay. Maybe you can think about the United Way this year among your charitable priorities.
Absolutely. And you can drop by the offices on Erie Street. That's one way to simply make a donation in person.
Yeah, you can walk in, talk to Karen any day of the week. She's lovely. She'll be glad to receive you. And you can call in, of course, if you want to donate that way. Or many people, of course, simply go onto our website and donate online these days. That seems to be the easiest way to do it, which we're happy for.
You bet. PerthHuron.unitedway.ca is the website. So please do make a donation and help out. When you help out United Way Perth Huron, you're helping out our community. And let's focus, when you talk about urgent needs, United Housing is the latest very big project with United Way Perth Huron.
That's right. You know, United Way steps into the gap whenever there is a community concern, whatever it might be. We do the research, we figure out what we should do. That's a part of our DNA. And then sometimes when we need to, we get something new started. And our region simply doesn't have a not-for-profit housing organization that's focused on the rental market at this point. And so we've launched United Housing just a few weeks ago, and we're going to be working towards builds and renovations over the next number of years that are going to really help us with this great challenge that we're facing.
And housing is got to be one of the number one issues and the number one concerns, certainly, that people are discussing. What would you like to spotlight with regards to United Housing that maybe people haven't been aware of or maybe not haven't been thinking about?
Yeah, well, today we want to talk a little bit about homelessness in the region. And so, you know, in this area, there's about 160 people that are unsheltered and living homeless or on a couch or those kinds of things, or very temporarily housed. And so we know, and we've seen it, people can see downtown and around different areas of the city that there are more people living unsheltered than ever before. And what we're seeing is families who are living in cars. We're seeing seniors who can no longer afford their rent. They're getting rent evicted and having to move somewhere, and they don't have anywhere to go. You know, so this is a problem that is facing, you know, not just about everyone, right? And so what we're hoping to do with United Housing is to contribute to that solution, because really the only solution to homelessness is housing. We can come up with all kinds of interim things. We can build small sheds or tiny homes or anything that maybe other communities are doing. It doesn't seem like it's the right fit for ours at this point. The leaders are saying we want to go directly to building housing, and I believe that is the right solution. So United Housing, what we're going to do is about a third of the units that we operate are going to be dedicated to people who are experiencing homelessness, right? It's a mixed rental model on purpose to make it a viable plan, but also to, by principle, we don't want to segregate people in communities. And so we're looking forward to receiving people who are experiencing homelessness, the appropriate person for the appropriate build for the appropriate location. But that's a big part of our reasoning behind getting this going.
Okay, and I'm really struck by this as statistic. For the purposes of United Housing, affordable housing is defined as taking up no more than what percent?
30%. Yeah. So when we look at the definition, and when people are in, you know, core housing need, it means that they're spending more than 30% of their income on housing. And lots of people
think about that.
Lots of people are doing it now.
Wow,
which it's like, terrible, right?
Yeah.
And it's stretching everyone, right? That's why people are saying, well, when I go to the grocery store, I'm no longer buying what I want to buy, right? Because they're stretched, right? Whether this is the young family with a new mortgage, or whether this is someone who's paying, you know, what rental prices have become over the last few years. We've seen housing and rent prices in the last 5 years increase over 60% in this region. And it's just becoming unsustainable for mm-hmm. so many people.
And that's where United Housing comes in. So again, they're hearing this. Please do make a contribution, make a donation.
Yeah, you can help us in some significant ways. So of course, the campaign is the main thing we're talking about today. Help us so that we can help many, many people, thousands of people in our community, again, with keeping that social infrastructure alive. But also, United Housing needs help too. So we actually have a campaign over and above for United Housing, a $540,000 campaign. In the last few weeks, we've received about $60,000, which we're grateful for. We need both. We have to get this off the ground and contribute to helping solving the housing crisis that we're facing.
There you go. It's an incredible initiative, United Housing with United Way Perth Huron, trying to, again, look for long-term solutions. And as you touched on there, that's what it's all about, long-term solutions.
That's right, yeah. We can find all kinds of ways to help in the immediate, and we do, right? The
Connection
Center is there for people with their immediate need. We've been working on that for a few years. It's established 30 to 40 people walking in there every day, getting the help they need, which is fantastic. We're housing people every month. The problem is more people are becoming unhoused than we can house. And so here we are having to look at long-term solutions while we deal with the emergency in front of us.
All right. And of course, so you can reach out with Ryan and United Way Perth Huron to get more details about that. And of course, Ryan, we will chat again next week. There's lots of stuff that's coming up. But let's do a shout out for all of the smile cookies that were sold across Huron Perth with Tim Hortons. Great stuff.
Yeah, that was great. So that some of the Tim Hortons across the region helped us out recently and raised money for the United Way and specifically for Urgent Need Fund. So it was just great. Around $8,000 was made from three of the stores. And so we're just so grateful that many of our partners in the region continue to reach out and help us in significant ways. And you know what? I actually got kind of good at it after a little while. So, my smile started out a little bit funny.
A little shaky.
You know, it was a little shaky, but, you know.
Or more grimace.
But it was all right by the end of the day.
Fabulous. So that, again, a great stuff, and a huge thank you to Tim Hortons for helping out. Cross Huron Perth with United Way Perth Huron. Ryan, we'll chat again next week.
Sounds great.